Tuesday night's shooting of a man near a popular grocery store by three Pasco police officers has angered many residents here. The shooting was captured in several phone videos now on YouTube. Correspondent Anna King was at a protest outside of Pasco City Hall last night.
Toddlers, teens, parents, and grandparents were all there to protest Tuesday's police shooting. At first, the grim-faced crowd stood well back from the city hall's double doors. But then they pressed in close to the threshold. Police officers were inside. The person killed Tuesday is identified by his family as Antonio Zambrano Montes. Pasco police say he was throwing rocks at officers and struck an officer with one. Several bystander videos show three police officers chasing after him across a crowded intersection and then shooting him at near range. This all happened in Old Town Pasco near a popular big box Mexican grocery store. Down the street a bit are Mexican dress shops, bakeries, and taquerias. Migrant farm workers came to Southeast Washington, stayed, bought houses, and set up businesses here. Antonio Zambrano Montes died in Old Town Pasco on the sidewalk. His cousin is Maria Madrigal. She says Zambrano Montes was a small-statured man. And she asks, even if he had a rock, how come the police couldn't tackle him or tase him?
I'm 5'3", so I would say he's a little bit shorter than me. So I would probably say 5'1 or 5. He was a short guy, small guy. I probably could have took him down. but it's still, in a way, hard to believe. Seeing his name announced that it was for sure him. Because even last night, they wouldn't let my mom identify the body, at least, because we had a really strong feeling that it was him.
Madrigal did say her cousin had fallen on tough times lately. He'd been working hard at odd jobs. His wife had recently left him and taken their two daughters to California. Madrigal says that when she would cut his hair, he wouldn't talk to her the way he used to. Madrigal says she's upset her cousin's body laid in the street overnight.
I don't understand why they couldn't remove the body. They could still continue investigation without having to deal with the body. To me, it's just leaving a dead animal out there.
For their part, Pasco police aren't saying if they found a gun or weapons at the scene. They say three investigations have to take place before they'll be saying much more about the case. The Tri-City Special Investigation Unit is looking into the matter. The Washington State Patrol Crime Lab is involved, and an internal investigation by the Pasco police is also underway. Pasco Police Chief Bob Metzger says he's grieving with the town.
I would ask that people trust us because we've certainly over the last 20 years with community policing, we've been very much involved in our community, and I would hope they'd have enough trust in us to know that we're going to do the right thing for our community because we all care about this community a great deal.
The three officers involved are on paid administrative leave until these investigations conclude. Outside, several protesters told me that they believe the police in Pasco haven't served the community fairly in the past. 35-year-old Junior Valencia of Kennewick told me, "This cannot happen. This cannot happen."
People are tired of it. People are tired of it. And this shows today that we are tired of it. You know what I mean? It's not a color. It's not a race. It's not about anything else. It's about we're all humans. You know what I mean? And we need to understand that we need to fight for our rights, you know, as community, as a people.
News and talk of the shooting is jamming Spanish language radio stations, Twitter, and Facebook. Zambrano Montes's family is considering a lawsuit, and protesters are talking of further marches and vigils into the weekend. I'm Anna King in Pasco.
We're going to march that way.